So tell me, how is your friend son, actually?
Oh, I've told you a bit about him. Mm-hmm. The difficult son. He's getting more and more and more difficult. I don't know if I told you he ran away in the past, and then he ran away again. He's run away like 2 times. And his poor parents, they're trying so hard. They are trying hard. Sometimes you hear about a child that runs away or is doing bad at school or gets into trouble.
How old is he?
He is, I believe he's about 15 years old now. So he's
teenager.
At that rough age for anyone, I think. But his parents have been raising him properly. It's not like they've ignored him or not had time for him. They really have made a point to try to raise him well. You know, they have very good salaries. The home is very nice. He gets pretty much everything he wants. He's not really spoiled. They have disciplined him, tried to teach him right from wrong. I think they did their best to raise him properly. And they just don't know why he has turned out this way. Very difficult to control. He's run away twice now. The police have brought him back. What they thought they should do, and they've tried to get therapy, counseling for the whole family.
Tell me, I'll just stop you there because I'm interested. When did he actually start running away?
I think the first time he ran away, I think he's actually run away 3 times. He was about 13, I think, the first time. That might have been the time I mentioned to you a while back. And the police brought him back. And his parents tried to talk with him. They really did. Sat him down, what's wrong? I don't know. You know, that age, he didn't really say. He just said, I don't like it here and I hate you. The way some kids talk to their parents. And then he seemed okay for a while. But then my friend noticed, that his grades were getting low at school. He's really a bright kid, very sharp, used to get good grades. And his teachers talked with my friend, his mother, and said his grades seemed to be slipping and going down.
What kind of friends, I mean, does he keep?
That's kind of the problem. When he was younger, he had nice friends from the neighborhood and in school. But once he hit about age 13 and up, his mother noticed, that he's hanging around with a little bit wild kids.
Bad company,
yeah. Bad influence on him. One of his friends was 14, 15 and had tattoos, real tattoos, not the temporary pretend ones. I think, you know, parents letting a young boy get tattoos at that age doesn't seem right. So he started falling into that bad crowd, like that bad company, and they're influencing him.